Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Yeah. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12. February 14th. Welcome to a brand new episode of Anything Goes podcast. We are officially recording on Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. And that is not what the number 14 means.
No, it does not. It does not.
It does not. Other
yeah. Just for today. And this will be the nicest part of the episode.
Yes. Biggest disappointment of the Super Bowl, Justin Bieber didn't show up. Well, wait, he was there. But Justin Bieber didn't perform.
Yeah.
Not everyone. You know what I mean.
But Alicia Keys did.
Yeah, that was good.
Definitely like that.
Once Ludacris came out, I was like, oh, this Bieber's is it. Coming.
Yep.
And he did not.
Yeah. So we decided to do a Valentine's Day episode.
Kind of.
To show our love.
Or lack thereof.
So we're going to do a 10 Things I Hate About You Valentine's Day episode.
Yes, but Greg couldn't come up with 10 things he hates about me, so we're doing 5 and 5.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That is very true.
Yeah.
I couldn't come up with 10.
You have 20.
I came up with like 100,000.
You're an idiot.
Million. But yeah, we wanted to express our love, and what better way than expressing it than roasting each other.
Oh, it's a roast?
No, it's not a roast, okay. But that's how people say that they can.
Yes.
Yeah, show their appreciation and love. Sure. And if you can't roast someone, then what good is a friendship and a relationship and a marriage?
Let's see how this day's gonna end.
So this is my Valentine's Day gift to you.
So sweet.
And
no,
we're gonna,
no, you gave me one of the best. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day. Like, we acknowledge it, but we don't, like, celebrate it.
So tell the people how you celebrated Valentine's Day today.
The greatest Valentine's Day ever.
And what did you do?
In 15 years, I did nothing.
No, not did nothing. You did nothing without me.
And kids.
And everybody at work.
Wait.
Today.
I was with the kids all day.
Asked me.
Okay, go.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day? And I was like, well, actually, I'm going home, and Alex is kicking me out of the house. And should I want to be by myself? I want to be left alone, take the kids and leave.
Well, you offered it, and I said, hell yeah.
I didn't think you actually would take me up on it.
Yes, you
but
did.
Okay.
Mental health day. Okay, bro.
So, yeah.
Everybody else gets them.
So I got off from work. Had about 30 seconds of change. And I got kicked out of the house for the next 5 hours.
That's only because where you were taking them had a thing at 4:30. That you had to get to, which ended up being
that was miserable. That was a bust.
Yeah.
But then I took them to the aquarium afterwards.
Yeah, and they got little Valentine's Day cards with chicken feet on
yeah.
them, like paint.
Uh-huh,
like
yeah.
Chicken stuff
and actually,
paint.
The aquarium, by the time we got there, it was closed, but the people know
yeah,
us
they
and the
know,
girls
like,
there. No, like, all right, go ahead, go quick.
Yeah,
so
we're there, like on a weekly basis.
Yeah, so the girls ran through it, fed some animals, and we were out of there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was our Valentine's Day. I came home from work and you kicked me out.
This is pretty much the only time we're spending together is recording this.
Yes.
Like, I'm not even kidding.
That is very true.
Because you came home and I said, all right, do you want to go rest a little bit? And you went and rested a little bit, like
yeah.
40 minutes. I put the girls down.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah. And you woke me up and we're recording.
Yeah.
And that was it. So I hope you enjoyed your Valentine's Day.
I did.
I think
if you want to do it again.
Only like other one that tops it or equal to it. Is Chuck E. Cheese.
9 years ago.
Yeah.
I only know that because it was a memory
yeah.
on Facebook when I actually posted.
We spent
things.
Valentine's Day with me, you, and Chuck E.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese, that is.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was before we had kids.
Yes. That was before kids. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. But yeah, we figured we'd do a 10 Things I Hate About You episode for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Do you know what I actually I don't know. I guess it's been going on forever, and I don't know how long this term has been going on.
Okay.
But the girls' Valentine's Day.
I don't know.
It's like Galentine's.
Oh, yeah, where the girls get together and they hate.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, I know.
Because they'll get together. And but once one of them get a boyfriend, that's it.
They're not there anymore. Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's actually an episode of How I Met Your Mother where that's pretty much what these girls are doing. And then, Patrick Harris' character comes over and he's like, oh, please. He's like, you're all sitting here, but you would, I don't know exactly what he said, but it was pretty much like, oh, please, you would run to the, right away if you found a guy. Whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, you act like you hate it, but you really don't.
I think that's kind of, I get that, if single girls and guys all want to get together and just hang out and do whatever,
yeah.
But to have a term for it and be like, this is every whatever. And then,
I hate when people like, I hate Valentine's Day. It's like, no, you just aren't celebrating it right now.
Yeah. But I honestly very strongly dislike it too.
Me too. Because it's all about money. Yeah. And it's like, and there shouldn't be a day. This has always been our thing. There shouldn't be a one day where it's like, okay, this is when you do something nice for your significant
yes,
other.
Yes, yes.
It should be like, you just do nice things all year.
Yeah, I think it is a very big money-making scheme.
Yeah, I mean, of
and
course.
The way to do it, especially like this, when it's during the week, and we actually, obviously, we're releasing this episode Friday, but we're recording on Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
and this year you can get away with going out Valentine's Day the weekend after Valentine's.
Right.
And when everything is 75% off in the stores.
Yeah, you could be like, oh, sorry, I can't get together on Wednesday.
During the week, let's do Friday or Saturday.
And then just go to CVS or whatever and get the good box of Russell Stover's chocolates. Yeah,
for like $1.47.
Yeah, like 75 cents off.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, wait, shoot, it goes 75% on Saturday. All right, you want to get out? You want to go out on Saturday?
Exactly. So this is the year to do it. And you could really look.
And it's leap year this year, so next year's on a Friday.
Oh, wow. So this is the year.
Yeah.
This is the year. And then you can actually go out Friday night with someone and then Saturday night with the same person.
Oh, please, Greg.
All right, let's get to...
You could barely handle just me.
All right, let's get to our list
of
10 things I hate about you, Valentine's Day edition.
All right.
Would you like to go first or should ladies go first? And I go first.
You go first. Let's see what kind of hate that we're spreading.
Oh, boy. All right,
you have notes. You always have
this
notes.
This might be our last Valentine's Day spent together.
Oh, God.
But I guess I want to go to our pretty much first, not Valentine's, but our first year together.
We're going this?
We're going back to the day.
I didn't realize we were doing like specific moments.
Oh, not even specific moments, but a specific day.
Yeah, I remember.
Let's say
slam dunk contest.
No.
Oh.
No, it's not. What? Let's go to like, what's a good number? Like,
God.
Michael Jordan? Okay, 23. And May's a good month. Let's go back to like May 23rd.
What?
2009. Do you know the significance of that?
2009?
Yes. Because I've been keeping tabs and receipts.
What are you?
Ever since.
I can say a name right now that you're someone who knows dates specifically.
I can say a name too. And once I say the name, you're going to be very well aware of what this day brought.
Oh, yes. I know.
The sadness.
Santos.
Omer Santos.
I know. We were just dating.
Let's talk about...
And I was 19. Okay, give me a break. I wasn't as mature as I am now.
Let's talk about the third string Mets catcher.
Although, screw
at the time,
you shouldn't have wanted to go without me.
Okay.
So, screw you.
So, can I tell the story now?
Go.
Don't hate. This is my list.
No,
when you get to yours, you can show hate. For now, it's my turn.
I'm not good at getting hate, okay?
Okay, so let's paint the story. May 23rd, 2009. As you all may know, Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, is like the biggest Met fan out there. I have season tickets.
You hate the Mets.
Since I do hate the Mets, but I've had season tickets since before we were even...
Yes, the year before.
Yeah. So before 2009. Up to that point, I've never been to Fenway Park, which everyone should go to as a baseball fan.
Right.
And the Mets were playing in Fenway.
Right.
And I was like, oh man, this is it. This is the time.
You wanted to go without me.
Well, I wanted to go to Fenway if you weren't going to come.
Right. That's messed up.
Don't be mad. So you talked me out of it for a very important reason.
No, it was stupid, I will say. I will 1,000%. I don't even remember. I think my younger sister, it was like her confirmation or like something stupid. I think it was like the first, besides where you met my entire family the first time, was besides that, this was the first like thing that like everyone in my family was going to be at. So I was like, I wanted you there. And you wanted to go to Fenway.
All right. So the Mets play Fenway against Red Sox. And Papelbon is on the mound as a closer for the Red Sox. And Omia Santos, the third string catcher, is up for the Mets. Mm-hmm. And he's 0-3 for the day. It's top of the ninth, two outs, with Gary Sheffield on first base. And what does Omia Santos do? The first pitch Papelbon throws, hits a bomb off the top of the Green Monster.
Oh, I remember. I'll never forget this. Yeah. You'll never let me forget and this.
The game was like delayed like 4 minutes because it was like hit off the top of the monster and bounced back into the field. And they're like, is it a home run? Is it a double? Is it not? So there was like a 4 minute delay. And then the umpires came out and said, home run. Ugh. And he hits the go ahead 2-run home run off Papelbon.
Which is so funny because that's probably the last time the Mets did anything exciting. Yeah.
In Fenway, Green Monster, and the Mets win 3-2.
Yep.
And it could have been the first time I ever went to Fenway. And then we did go back again. Yeah. Well, not again, but we did go to Fenway.
But we didn't even see the Mets.
Not to see the Mets. We actually saw the Astros.
We went for Brady.
Yes.
And we were like, wild, yeah. We're here.
Yeah, no, it was a good trip. We saw the Red Sox Saturday. We saw the Patriots with Tom Brady Sunday. And the Red Sox actually clinched the division.
They did.
That day. So it was cool. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, that was one of the things that
okay, well, I didn't realize I we were doing you. Like memory things. Like,
we are going deep.
I thought we were doing things that like just annoy us.
Oh, don't worry. That too. That,
okay, my
that's
turn.
To follow. But wait, I'm not done with this yet.
Okay, go.
So I do want to say, if anybody's seen Good Will Hunting and the part that he's supposed to go
yeah,
to like.
Look what Robin Williams
I
said.
I know. I'm just saying.
See?
So go check out that part
Robin
when
Williams
he had the World Series ticket and he gave it to his friend and he's like,
I got to see a better girl.
Yeah. So, all right, that's number one of 20 like, on my list.
And then he's like, but God damn it.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't know they were going to have a walk-off win.
That's
yeah.
A good movie. That's a good one.
All right, so would you like to go?
Well, now I want to try to think of like a moment in time, which I'm sure I could.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
all right,
I
ahead.
Cannot think of that now.
All right.
But I will say, you just did it.
Oh, boy.
You literally, well, I think you actually, okay, so I'll go with this one because you said it. To me, like, oh, here's an example.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand. I'm like, am I really saying, like, do I have to find things that I hate about you? Like, what?
Right.
Are we going to fight on an episode? But then you're like, here's an example. And you do this all the time.
Yeah,
I'll be
no,
in
I do.
The kitchen cleaning up, doing this, doing whatever with the girls, making stuff ready for the next day. And I don't know, whatever, cleaning up. I finally, after 20 minutes of being in there, doing dishes, all this stuff, I come. As soon as my butt touches the couch, oh, wait, can you just, were you gonna, can you get me orange juice? Can you get me a drink? Can you get, and I'm like, you, like, I don't even mind doing it, but I was just in there.
I do have a defense against that.
No.
I do.
Okay, go.
My defense is, I mean, I gotta annoy you, like, somehow.
You absolutely,
so
I am.
That's the reason for it.
I believe that.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Come on.
The worst. Well, not the worst.
There's so from now on, just bring orange juice with you at all times. That's the solution.
Actually, I should just bring yeah. the whole bottle.
Just
you're right.
Always bring oranges.
Like, even if you're not thinking it, you want it.
Oh, I'm going to want it. And yeah. I'm going to, even if you give it to me, I'm going to drink it. Even if I don't want it, it's going to be drank.
That's
it won't
true.
Be wasted.
That's true.
So if now so I just carry orange juice.
I feel like I'm being gaslit by saying it's my own fault.
Bring a
I'm just gonna
container
ask,
of Tropicana
doing the dishes,
with you.
Just whip the there thing. You're just going to see it come flying over the couch.
But
that every time it kills me. Or when we're about to record and I go to, or we're about to watch TV or whatever, and I sit down and you're like, wait, can you get the blanket over there?
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you could have gotten it.
I know, but I'm already laying and I'm already
no,
comfortable.
Not
and,
all the time. Sometimes you just sat down.
Yeah, but I sat first, so you're the last person to sit, and you know, it just makes sense that
not
you're
always.
Closer.
You'd be like, oh, but I was just doing so much. And I just, like, I could be sitting first and you just sit down, you're like, oh. But I just did so much and now I'm sitting.
Yeah.
Can you get up since you've been resting an extra 3 seconds?
All right. We get the point.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't get mad.
We get the point.
Okay.
We don't need to kick a guy when he's down. You know what I'm saying?
All right, go.
Speaking of which.
Oh, who'd I kick?
You've kicked me many of times.
Probably because you were annoying me.
So let me see. Where do you want to rank this one? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned it. So might as well.
I did.
Yeah, might as well stick with this theme. First year. And was it our first or second Valentine's
Day? Stay with me?
Together. I mean, I was trying not to, but geez.
I was like, you better not leave me.
It was either our first, was it our first? Or I think second Valentine's mm-hmm. together.
Yeah.
And it was NBA All-Star Weekend.
No. I think that might have been the first.
Was it the first?
First or second, I don't remember.
Yeah. And it was the NBA All-Star game and slam dunk contest. And this is actually what guys would do when they get together, when it's like, oh, we're not celebrating Valentine's Day.
No, but can I just say real quick?
Say it.
How messed up is it that they every year have this on Valentine's Day weekend?
Again, this year too.
Every single year.
But I think that's their way, being like, if guys don't have Valentine's, you know. But what if they do? I know, but when they do, it's screwing the guys.
Yeah. I mean, now you could just record it, but everybody, you see.
Oh, everything gets ruined. Yeah. But yeah, so they have this slam dunk contest, and I've always forever watched it.
Yeah.
And even the All-Star game, I mean, it's not as good, but yeah, but we love this. I love the skills contest. I know you like to watch too, and dunk contest. And it was either our first or second Valentine's Day. It was very early on. And, you know, we're going to just hang out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, then, you know, we'll record it, we'll DVR it, and then we'll watch it. Yeah, and we'll hang out and watch it. You know, whatever. We can just throw it on and
yeah,
and I watch it. And you?
I did record it. I did. But for whatever reason, it wasn't there. That was back when DVR was first a thing. So I blame the cable box.
You?
But I did it 2 years in a row.
Did not record it 2 years in a row.
Right.
As well as many. Wait. Go.
I recorded it the second time, but I didn't extend it.
That's as long as many times with that. And baseball games refused to extend
now
the
I
end
do.
Time.
I
now. And do you know how many Met games I've watched up until bottom of ninth, top of ninth, bottom of eighth, and boom, recording ends? Well, that was 3 hours wasted of my life.
I know, it's true.
Yeah. Because you just refuse
not
to extend.
Not anymore. Don't say
like,
I do.
Okay,
I did.
Okay, I'll extend it 15 minutes. Just extend it 3 damn hours. What does it matter? It's going to get deleted right after anyway.
You don't have to tell me. I do it now.
So, just saying. That is number two of you not recording the All-Star Dunk Contest and the next year recording it and not extending it and missing the ending.
Okay. I understand.
Still to this day, I forgive you for neither of them.
I don't blame you.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
You're up.
You drink really loud.
I do. Thank you.
I've said it on the podcast before where I'm like, do you guys hear Greg gulping? Thanks. But that's something you know from the annoying episode that we did, that I can't stand mouth noises. So sometimes when you chug, it's, you know, it's anything you drink. It's annoying.
Yeah. All right, well, speaking of which.
See, now listen. Listen.
No, you guys decide if this is an annoying
you're gonna
drink.
You're going to
even louder. No, I'm not. I'm going to drink like I usually drink.
Did you just make
yourself? I just choked.
Good for you.
Oh, jeez. I actually just choked.
Good for you. That's what you get. Oh, it's not even the slurping, though. The slurping I hate, but it's the gulping.
I actually choked.
Good.
I'm not kidding. Okay. See? Is that so bad?
Oh, no.
No, not at all.
Silent.
But sometimes orange juice is so good.
Oh, man. There's times I'll just stare. Like, you have to feel me staring at you.
But it's so good.
But do you feel my eyes burning into you?
All the time. It's like an implanted burn.
Yeah. Like, there's times I'm like, I'm going to slap that damn cup right out of his hand. And then I'm like, okay, Alex, you're a psycho. Just calm down. Yeah. But it's just, I don't understand it.
Okay. Well,
see, this is something
I'm
I can go on a rant about.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
people who chew with their mouth open.
All right. We did an entire episode on that. Yeah. So go back and listen to the things that annoy us. Yeah.
That's two. We just did number two.
Yeah, that's two each.
I don't know what else I'm coming up with.
All right, well, I have plenty of others. So
I didn't prepare for this good.
You never prepare for.
You didn't tell me we were doing moments. You said things that, things that we did.
Okay. Well, here's something that you do.
Oh, no.
That annoys me very much.
Shoot.
And let me ask you guys a question out there.
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone sure out there listening. That. Okay. When you go to a concert, or you go to a Broadway play, or you go to a movie theater, right? Or you go to a sporting event.
I don't know where this is going.
Or you go to anywhere and you park yourself in front of a TV to watch something.
What?
Do you A?
In front of a TV?
Yes. When you park yourself on a couch in front of a TV or a drive-in movie theater.
Or, okay, I understand.
Do Do you A, want to hear what is going on?
See, I have the opposite for you.
Or do you B, want it muted so you can't hear anything?
I have supersonic ears and hearing, and you blast the TV because you're deaf from all the concerts you've gone to. The loud music has deafened you.
What happened?
Yeah, exactly. No, you are. There's times I'll say things and you're just like, oh, you're mumbling. And I'm like, don't be like my dad. Yeah, you're deaf.
It's called select hearing. I hear what I want to hear.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Right, so can I just say one thing? I was asking the people
out there. Well, they can answer right now.
So, oh, they can answer and they will. Do you want things muted so you can't hear anything? Or do you want to be able to actually hear?
Okay, so I have a question.
What Jake Gyllenhaal is saying on stage.
Okay, don't try to say Jake Gyllenhaal. Don't try to turn it to make me agree with
fine.
You. Fine. Why do you have to go bring Jake into
I won't
this?
Say Jake. I will say somebody else.
March something. He's coming out with another movie.
Is he?
Roundhouse? Okay. Roadhouse? Roundhouse. Roundhouse. Roundhouse kicks.
Yeah, I'll roundhouse kick you in these.
No, it's something with
USA fighting. Flag pants.
I think it's a remake, though.
Yeah, so at night when I try to go to sleep and I need
sound
to sleep.
Go I need it. I need to argue.
And you can go back to my Greg episode when there's a deep reason why I need to hear.
But
just
he doesn't tell me. I don't even know the reason. He won't tell me, and it bothers me.
And she just refuses to let any sound. And she says,
And she says,
oh, it's because you're going to wake the babies up. Two things to that.
Number one, this has
been going on way before the babies.
Me. I say it annoys me.
Can I finish?
I don't say it's for
Can
the
I finish?
No, because you're saying false information.
Can I finish?
You're lying.
Okay, I'm finished.
You're fibbing. You're a fibber. I do not say it's because of the girls.
Okay.
I say it. I can't fall asleep when the TV's blasting. I need the TV on as well, but right. I need it just like as a like a background noise just to kind of like soothe
me too.
Me to
so let's put noise.
Yes. But you know, it doesn't have to be at 10.
Okay. So 9.
You
put it down
loud.
To 4.
No, I don't. I put it on 6.
All right. I have a compromise.
Remember? 666.
Yes. Oh, I sure do. Which was our Wawa sandwich.
After the horror con. That was yeah. So weird.
So let's have a compromise. Right now here on the Anything Goes podcast.
No.
We sleep in separate houses.
We pretty much sleep in separate rooms anyway yeah. Because
of
these kids.
Yeah. Every single night. All right. Go ahead. You're up. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
Right? No, I swear my next one was going to be that you blast the TV and I hate it. And like, of course, like your dad does, my dad does, but they're old and they're deaf. But see, my dad's the best. He'll blast what he wants to watch. And then as soon as he walks away to go to sleep, he'll be like, all right, lower that. It's like, you were just watching it at this volume. But yes, you blast the TV and I can't stand it. And there's times where you're in the bedroom sleeping, snoring. Which will be my I don't hate that you snore. It's you can't help it.
You're really taking some low blows here, huh?
You said I could say whatever I want, so I am. No, but
go for
you'll be in there and the TV literally I hear the hangover. Like I hear every tiny little sound that is
that's
in
good.
The
that's,
hangover.
That's a great movie. What do you have against
from
hangover?
From out here no or whatever movie. Oh, okay. Napoleon Dynamite. Whatever. Even better. Or Married with Children. But I'm out here and I'm like, I don't even need anything because the TV's so loud in that room.
See, I'm doing it for you.
No.
I'm doing it for you.
If it was up to me, the TV would be
muted.
Yes, and I would have subtitles on.
Yes.
No,
subtitles annoy me so much. I can't watch.
No, I don't
anything
like subtitles either because
subtitles.
Then you are reading instead of watching. I agree with that. Yeah. Unless in another language and you don't have a choice.
Oh, well, yeah. Unless you learn a language.
Okay.
That's your choice.
Shut up.
I mean, that is. All right.
Dumb.
So is that your third one?
Yeah.
All right. Am I up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of just like bouncing off you.
Yeah,
I know. I don't have any other ones. Yeah. No, I actually was going to say that though.
Okay. So this one, I don't know if you're going to remember, which I think you will, but I don't know. And if not, we can call your sister Michelle right now and she can confirm this.
All right.
Okay.
Go.
So let me bring you back.
Oh, God. You really hated me back then,
no.
Huh?
No. Not back then. November, December, January, February, March. What do we know?
February. Oh, it's February. Valentine's Day. Hello.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, So let me bring you back 4 months ago to November of 2023.
Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble. The shirts?
No, that's a whole nother episode. For a whole nother divorce.
Oh, please. Like, it bothers you. I didn't make you wear anything.
So, let me bring you back 4 months ago to Thanksgiving 2023 at your parents' house, right?
Okay.
So what do people do at Thanksgiving?
Oh, I didn't do this.
No.
They eat?
After they eat.
Sleep? Watch football? Yes,
sleep.
Okay.
Do you remember this? So I fell asleep on the couch because I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. And finally, I think the girls just went down for a nap as well. And I fell asleep on the couch. And then you come over to me. You, like, shake my foot. You're like, Greg. I'm like, yeah, what's up? You're like, I'm going inside to lay down. Like, you just woke me up to tell me that you're going to lay down.
I don't remember that.
Yes.
You're a psycho. And maybe I was saying it just be like, you can come with me.
And Michelle is like, why would she wake you up, tell you she's going to sleep? I was like, I don't know, but I'm going back to sleep.
Okay, well, Michelle's one to talk because when we were just at their house the other day or whatever, 2 weekends ago, I was trying to fall asleep and the girls finally fell asleep. You were in the other room sleeping, which I didn't mind. And I literally was just falling asleep after being up like all night the night before with one of the girls. And Michelle comes over to me and she's like, Alex. And my other sister is like, I think she's trying to sleep. And she's like, no, she's got to see this. So I'm like, what? And I finally was just falling asleep. And the girls were napping like 40 minute difference. Like one fell asleep 40 minutes later. It was terrible. And I look up and she has, if you know, like the mini brands, like you can buy things. It's like, oh, a little mini bottle of ketchup and a little mini Mickey Mouse. Yeah. It was a little mini like apple pie. That's what she showed me.
Did it smell good?
No, it just looked like a pie.
You couldn't eat it?
No.
Or smell it?
No.
Touch it?
You could touch it.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool then.
You're an idiot.
I think that's worth the
okay, so next. Okay. All right. I have mini brands. I'll come wake you up with one day.
But the point was, I finally fell asleep and you're like, I'm going to lay down. And she's like, why did she wake you up today? I was like, I don't know.
I was probably saying it so you come lay down with me.
Well, you could have said, come lay with me. So you're like, I'm going to sleep.
Mm. Watch all the right. girls.
They were sleeping.
That's probably what I was telling you. I don't know.
All right. Europe.
No.
I was saying Europe. Now you say the next one. I wasn't saying you up. I'm saying Europe. Europe.
Please stop it. It hurts to laugh.
You got your tooth pulled the other day.
Yeah, no, I had like some dental work done. Yeah. It wasn't just a tooth pulled, but... All right. So I have stitches in my mouth and it really hurts to laugh.
Yeah.
Or make sudden movements. It sounds like you're saying Europe, like a, do you want me to tell you like France?
Yes. Okay.
What about Europe?
It's a beautiful place.
Okay. You would ever go there.
No. Epcot.
Yeah.
All right. Italy.
Correct.
Norway. Canada.
Not Europe.
Japan. Oh. No. All right.
I don't know. And now I want to think of something like a moment in time.
I'm where sure, you annoyed me. I'm sure there's many.
Yeah.
No, but it's not things that annoy you. It's things that you hate about me.
Right. Same thing.
No.
Things that I hate about you.
Yes.
Things that I hate.
The more about hatred, the better. Bring it on.
Is that one family member? No, I'm just kidding. I love your family. I don't know. I don't know. I got to think now.
All right. So do you want me to hit you with another one?
Sure. Bring on the hate.
Okay. Sure. I can definitely do that. All right. So I think what did I do so far? I did 1, 2, 3, 4. So technically I have one left.
And I have two?
Yeah. But I kind of have two left also. So should I do a bonus one or should I just leave it at 5 and we can save it for next year?
You know what I hate?
What's that?
All right.
Oh, boy.
When we're
anywhere. I was only kidding, bro. We don't really have to.
You know what I really can't freaking stand? No. You know what I hate, but I've learned to just.
Shoot it.
Just live with it and
deal with
it.
Shoot it on over. It's Valentine's Day.
Any kind of amusement park of any kind.
Wait, we do have to cut this episode short. I'm sorry. We're at the half hour mark. And I said, I was not gonna go.
So when we're at any kind of like amusement park.
I think I know where this is going. Yeah. I think.
And I'm like, oh man, I'm hungry.
Oh no, that's that way.
And you're like, all right, well, let's just do this one ride and then we'll get something to eat.
Yeah.
And then we do one. You're like, well, if we do this in this order, then we can eat. And right after that, this will be ready.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, okay, so I got to wait 3 hours to get like a snack.
Yeah, but I'm...
Which is why I always pack snacks in my bag. And I've done it even before we had kids. Because I need food to survive
so the on snacks like an hourly basis. The snacks aren't for the kids?
They are, but I eat them as well.
Oh. But you know why, though? You really, really, really know why? Because how good does that food taste after being starving for 3 hours?
I don't taste
hours?
It. I inhale it because I'm so goddamn hungry.
Even better. Even better. Because you know why? And that saves time to get to the next ride. Because you eat it so damn quick. Yeah. Even better.
Good point.
But
good
you're
point.
True. I do do that.
You and do. Your mom. Remember, we went to Disneyland and we took his parents with us. His dad to San Francisco to see his Giants. And we took his mom to Disneyland. And we're in Disneyland. And when we went on a ride that they didn't go on, like just say Space Mountain like something, or the Matterhorn.
Yeah.
When we went on something like that. Your mom went and got 2 Mickey pretzels and put them in her bag because she was afraid to let you see them.
I remember she
hit. She thought you were going to yell at her for getting food now.
I remember we went on Pirates and she like was sneaking in the bag. I'm like, what are you doing? And she
I'm
had a
hungry.
She had a pretzel hidden in a bag to hide it from me.
But you, you know that's like
we have
that's
no
sick though.
There's
right?
no time to eat. No time. No time. You can eat when you're home. You can eat when you're home.
Your mom
you can
goes,
sleep when you're home.
I understand why you guys always lose weight when you go to Disney.
There ain't no time for eating. No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We just can't. There's too much to do.
I mean, that's true.
You can eat when you're home.
That's
eat
why I bring snacks.
Home. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, she had to hide pretzels in her bag for me.
That's normal.
All right.
but you think you're normal?
Oh.
At least I know I'm not normal.
Wait, so am I doing one more?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do one more.
Okay, and then I'll save the rest. The rest? I think you had 5.
No, I had way more than 5. I'm just keeping it 5 for the time lapse of this episode.
Go.
Because people have to get to work.
Okay, go.
Out there.
Be quiet.
All right, so this is the most recent one. And I don't think you remember this until I say it.
Okay.
But then I think you remember it because you actually apologized for doing it.
Okay.
You did.
How did you...
You did.
Finagle that apology
I did
out of
it.
Me.
You just when I called you out on it, you're like... Yeah, all right, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, shoot. So it was
you
bad
were.
Then.
I didn't even have to be like, I was
what
like,
the hell?
I was like, Alex, come on. You're like, yeah, you're right. That's bad. Okay. And you apologize with that even. All right, I'll save it for the next episode.
No, come on. No. What? Now I'm like.
No. So this goes partly of you like just randomly like saying things. And it's like the other night, it wasn't
jerk.
This. I'm like, no, I'm like, Alex, like 12:30 at night. We should go to see like.
Always.
Yeah, you're like, oh, what should we eat tomorrow?
But this is why I don't sleep, because my mind keeps going.
Well, this
going.
Is why you need to unmute the TV when we're sleeping.
Stop it.
Because your mind won't think about it. I'm like, Alex,
12:30. That's not true.
Can we just, like,
I don't
talk
listen
about this tomorrow?
To it. I zone it out.
So anyway, this goes back to, let me see, it was 2.5 weeks ago.
What's wrong with you?
2.5 weeks ago.
What, do you have a journal?
And yes, a mental journal. I do.
There you go.
And it was the night of Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And we're watching the Royal Rumble, and partly, I'll take 0.01% of, no, I'm not taking any blame on this one, no, but I had a Kohl's cash that was expiring, so I was like, yo, just jump on Kohl's.com and order whatever, so right. This money doesn't get wasted. You know where this is going?
Yeah, I think so.
No, you would know.
We forgot to pick it up.
No, not even that. Yeah, we did forget to pick it up, but I was like, yo, just... Jump on Kohl's.com and order something so we don't waste
I kept being like,
the
$10. What,
no,
yeah.
And the Royal Rumble was on. And you're like, Greg, what color towels should I order?
I was like, you know what?
Alex,
next time, do it your goddamn self.
I was like, Alex, are you really asking me what color towels to order as Royal Rumble's on? And you're like, yeah, sorry. That's pretty bad.
Like, so, even me, because, yeah. But that's messed up that you're making me do it. I want to watch Royal Rumble. Why is it only for
you? I don't know. I didn't say that. I just didn't know what you want from Kohl's. Like, just jump on, order anything. I don't care what it is. Just spend $10 quick during the promo packages in between matches. Like, I don't care what it is.
Nothing's that
and
quick.
And the Royal Rumble's on. You're like, Greg,
no,
what color towel should
though,
I order?
Because I was looking for stuff and you're like, oh, it wasn't just that simple. Because you're like, well, go to clearance. Oh, go to see if they have Disney stuff. Oh, go to see if they have this stuff and that stuff. And then finally, I'm like, I'm just ordering towels.
Okay.
Which then, after all that, we never picked it up.
No.
And they canceled the order.
Yeah, I got an email Sunday. Let's say Wednesday.
Like,
I had an email
oh,
Sunday
shoot.
And was like, your Kohl's order has been canceled. Yep. I was like, oh, we never went to pick it up.
All that.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. But I did. I was like, Alex, you're asking me what color towels to order right now when we're almost on? You're like, Yeah, my bad. That's pretty bad. Yeah.
And it was like across the room, right? Where you're on the other,
couch. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
So, yeah, and like people here watching and all that. I'm like, come on now, bro.
Please, like you care about the other people.
No, I don't care about the other people. I just care about watching Royal Rumble. And I was hoping The Rock came out to win, but he didn't.
I know.
So, yeah. All right, so let me recap the five things I hate about you Valentine's Day episode. So number one was Omia Santos. Number two was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought you said Omas. I heard Omas.
No, I like Omas. Yeah. Number two was the DVRing.
Yeah, that was bad. I knew that was going to be on the list. Well, once you started. Yeah.
Number three was muting the TV. Number four was Wake Me Up Thanksgiving. Number five, interrupting my Royal Rumble with what color of towel. So
you know what?
Those are five things
you wake me up almost every night. I hate about you. Snoring, okay.
Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks.
Yeah. And let's make it a tradition that every single Valentine's Day.
We say things I hate, we hate about.
Yes, and I get kicked out of the house.
Oh, sure. I'm with that. Just take the kids with you for the couple hours.
So what I said this at some point, but I was like, people at work, like, what are you doing for Valentine's Day today? I was like, oh, I was like, getting home, kicking me out of the house. Like, to be honest, we don't blame her. We'd kick you out of the house too. I was like, yeah, thanks.
They like me more than they like you.
Yeah, very much. But anything else? Or was that it?
Oh, I guess I can only think of four things that I hate right now. I see, I'll be more prepared next time. I didn't realize we were doing like things that happened.
I thought
it was like things that we do.
Mm.
Yeah, I was miscommunication there.
All right. I understand. So
that's what happens when you're the one who comes up with the, the episode.
But all right. Well, that's it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Or as our girls
everybody.
Say, Happy Heart Day.
Yeah.
Because Valentine is too hard to say at their age right now.
That's right. And I hope you guys, if you are celebrating, which I hope nobody does celebrate, I hope it doesn't ever happen again, which it will. I hope you're celebrating it tonight or tomorrow night when this gets released. And everything is 75% off.
Yes.
And all that stuff.
You know, I told my younger sister, who now she's in a relationship for over 2 years, but I told her, I was like, don't buy each other anything until after Valentine's Day. Everything's so much cheaper. What did they do? They bought something before. And I'm like, just wait a couple more years.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think everyone's like us, Greg. But a lot of people, there are people who do that, though.
There are.
I've like, we've.
No, you know what it is, honestly. And it's more of like the ones who spent like, who are already on like year four, five, six. You know, once you make it past like that first two or three Valentine's days, then you're kind of like, all right, you know, let's.
All right, can we just save money?
This is silly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, the other day you were in the car with me and we're driving. And I stop short and I pull right into a parking lot. And you're like, Greg, what are you doing? I was like, there was a sign right there.
Yo.
They're giving out free roses.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
And then you're running and I roll in the window. I'm like, get two.
Yeah. I think you actually have a picture of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll post it. Yeah. We'll post it.
That's funny.
Yes. It was a brand new like
flower
shop.
Yeah. It was opening. In Staten Island, like off of Richmond Avenue. And their marketing, which is actually great, was literally there was a sign. And it said, come get your free rose or flower. I think it was rose. And then it was like, no, really, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, let's go. And it was pretty much them trying to get their name out.
Yeah.
Hoping that people would come for Valentine's Day and other, you know.
Yeah, just they're there
occasions.
Now. So
yeah.
I pulled over, ran, you know, whipped into the
lot.
Oh,
wait. Hold up. You ran out after just shaving. And if you know Greg, after he shaves, he puts baby powder all over his face.
Yeah.
So he ran out with all white all over his face, white powder. And he runs out and gets it. It was perfect because we were in Staten Island to celebrate his mom's birthday. Mm-hmm. So we got one flower for each girl to give his mom.
Yes, for her birthday.
Which she does not know they were free.
No, she does not.
So let's not tell her if you talk to her.
Yes. But I ran up to the window. It was like a window thing.
Yeah, like a pickup window.
Yeah. And I'm like, you guys have given free roses? Like, yeah. I was like, I need two. Like, okay, here you go.
They're probably like, who are the two for?
Yeah. And then I was like talking to them a little bit with baby powder on my face. And but they were nice. They were young kids too.
Yeah.
Like
starting out. Yeah, that's cool.
So they were nice. And if I ever get the name of it, we'll shout out.
I was
out
looking
here.
It up, but I don't think, I think it's still too new for.
At some point we'll pass by and and we'll shout them out for that.
Definitely.
But all right, that's it. Anything else?
Anything else?
All right,
let's keep going. But
let's say something nice about each other.
There's no chance you're going to say something nice about
me. That's how roasts end. right? Isn't that how you end the roast? Yes.
With one nice thing.
Yes. So
there's no chance of saying, I know exactly, you're going to somehow make it about you. You're going to be like, you marry a really great guy.
Thank you. I did marry a really great guy. I am grateful for you that we do this podcast every single week, even when you fight with me that you're sick and COVID and had babies. And
I'm in the hospital.
In the hospital for 5 weeks and after babies and in Disney and
have all stitches of that. In my mouth.
And stitched in your mouth. Yeah. Yes. So I am happy that we are over 200 and something episodes
and I'm never committed.
Missed a week.
You're yes. welcome.
And for all the curses that you threw my way because this podcast.
On and off that you had to edit out.
Yes. So yes, that is my most grateful prized possession with you.
Okay. Not our kids. Great. Well, now I was going to say I'm grateful for... I mean, like, you're a really fun dad.
Okay, thanks.
And you take, you're, so many people are like, wait, he takes both of them by himself?
Yeah.
And people can't believe it. And they're like toddlers, like they're going on three.
That crazy.
They're nuts, but they're good. Like, they're nuts, but they also like, I mean, they kind of, they listen.
Yeah, to you.
Yeah, that's true. You'll send me pictures, like you took them to a library. And you'll send me a picture and they're like on a computer. And I'm like, they never go by any computer when we're there.
That's basically like the only picture we send each other of the girls are them doing something like outrageous that
every single
they
day.
Shouldn't be doing. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you would think it's like, oh, look how cute they are.
Sometimes though.
Yeah, but most of our pictures are them just
I'm like, look,
doing stuff that
I blinked
supposed to be doing.
And now they're standing on top of the dining room table about to jump off.
Yeah, and it's probably funny to see those like picture threads of the kids.
That's funny.
And it's also funny to get a snapshot of our text and send it to somebody else.
Oh, my God.
And I did it to Vic today. I thought I was texting you, and I texted him. And he's like, well, it's funny to see what you guys text each other now because it made absolutely no sense.
No, it was.
Yeah.
It was really windy here today.
Yeah.
And you were at Wawa, and the sign was knocked down.
Yeah.
And you set the picture of that, of the sign knocked down, and you said, if we had our dragons set up, he would definitely be knocked over. Oh, no, it's the gremlin. And that was it.
Yeah. Vic was like, what in the world is that?
So I was like, please excuse that. That was supposed to be just for me.
Yeah.
And this is what that all means.
Yeah, and you explained it all.
And then I'm like, they just sent a picture of their baby. I really hope that they don't think that you're calling her a gremlin.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
When she's
That's
absolutely
funny.
The cutest thing in the world. So
oh, my goodness.
I don't think so.
No, yeah, because I was driving and then Vic and Tweed, they sent the picture of their baby.
And we were like talking.
Yeah, and you were going back and forth. But I was driving, so I didn't really, you know, I didn't text back and I didn't even like catch up on a conversation. So as I'm in Wawa waiting online, I was reading all of that. And then I went to text you the picture of the sign that fell down and I texted.
Yeah.
You got the group back. And he was like, oh, now I see what you guys text each other all day.
It's kind of cool to see what you guys text each other.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, our texts are literally just roasting each other or things or making each other laugh.
Yeah. So, and actually today at the library, I sent you a picture of the girls destroying it.
Standing up on a step stool.
Yeah.
It's funny. Did they ask you to go on that?
No.
Because they've seen it before when I'm there with them.
No.
And they'll point at it and they'll go this.
Yeah. They just.
And I'm like, no, that's not for you. Okay. And they go to something else.
Yeah.
They know I don't play. That's why. So. There's always the parent you could do anything with and the parent that you get the look from, and I'm the bad cop.
Yeah. And I'm the cop that has no control over them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's that. Let's cut it here.
Okay.
Yeah. So for reals, I hope you guys had a good week and all that, and have a great weekend and week coming up.
And life
and afterlife.
And I hope
and the eternal
that
life.
You can laugh at yourself the way we always laugh at ourselves and each other.
Yes. And also, we are going to come back. We went to the iHeart Horror Con.
Yeah, we're going to recap it.
Yes, it was great. It really was. So
it was.
I'm excited to talk about that.
It was like, I'm actually like looking super forward to it next year.
Me too. We're going to talk about that. That's coming up. Mm-hmm. And we have some interviews coming up too. You don't know about it, but you know about some of them, but not all of them.
What?
So, yeah, no, nothing. Actually, it's friends of mine.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah. But That'll happen too.
I don't have friends, so I can't have anybody on.
We should have the girls on, and they'll talk nonsense.
They would, and they would just take the phone and run.
Oh yeah, they would.
And you just hear them.
Yeah, and then hit each other and fight.
No, me, give me.
Yeah. So, all right, that's it. We're ending it. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode and the fights that it's going to cause us afterwards. Maybe we'll record that as well.
I feel like we're both too tired to
even. Yeah, well, tomorrow we'll be fighting over it.
Yeah, I'll be like, wait, so you said this.
So I will tell you this. I hope you guys enjoyed the 5 things I hate about Alex, because all the hating that she did to me, I'm editing it out. That's the that'd perks be pretty, of editing.
That'd be pretty. I wouldn't even know.
No. I wouldn't. No, I'll leave it in. It's all in good fun. Mm-hmm. So, and I hope you can roast your significant other out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the true love between.
I wonder how many out of 10 couples
get on each other.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I don't know. We should poll people.
But. Like, I feel like there's a couple people, like a couple couples that we know were like, yeah, they definitely
rip on each other. But I think the longer you're together, the more you can do that.
Yeah. Because you know it's like,
yeah,
whatever, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it. I'm ending it here.
Goodbye.
I'm done.
I'm tired.
So hit us up, let us know, and we love hearing from you guys and girls all the time.
Yes.
So do it. Just do it. Like, now. Okay?
Right now.
Great. Oh, we just got a message. Yay. All right. Okay, thank you for listening. Time. I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear. And you are?
I am Alex.
All right, Alex. Well, until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes. With Greg and Alex.
Phone home.
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon. Suckers.